Hi everyone, it's Rich here again, still at Hidden Gardens on Akefield Road in Frome, and I've got my first person who's willing to come and chat to me, and it's Sue. Hello Sue.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. And we were actually just chatting before we started, and you're not local to Frome, are you?
No, I live in central London and I'm visiting a friend who lives in Frome.
Oh, fantastic. So what attracted you to Hidden Gardens? What was of interest to you?
I love gardens. I've got a city garden. And I wanted to see what people in Frome can do. And I particularly like people's back gardens rather than grand designs in stately homes. I like being with people and seeing what they've done.
Brilliant. So in terms of Jim and Sheila's garden here, and you can say what you like, don't worry. what do you think of it?
Well, I love it. It's the longest, narrowest garden I've ever seen. And I love the way it's progressive through different rooms and different styles in each of the spaces that they've got. It's very functional.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how much they're growing against the fences. Lots of fruit.
Yeah.
They've packed a huge amount into a small space. Very organised and yet very abundant and lush.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It's really hidden, isn't it? There's just so much here.
And you've got your son here.
Yeah, sorry,
and
that's Oscar.
He's loving it.
Hello, Oscar.
He's fascinated by the fruit and things that are growing, and he's just seeing how it evolves from scratch.
Yeah.
And you've got your composting, you've got water. I don't know if you've got solar panels on the house, but
I don't think so. I know they thought about it at different points in time, so.
But it feels very eco-friendly.
So it sounds like you're quite inspired, Sue, is that right?
I'm very inspired. I've seen another hidden garden, and it's made me wonder about whether I could open my garden for people to come and look round, because I'm in the centre of London near King's Cross, and people don't expect to find a garden. And there it is, and it's a big space. So I think I might work a bit harder and invite people round.
Excellent.
On this sort of project, yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. And I think there is a sort of open gardens equivalent in London, is that right?
There is. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat to you. I know it's a bit funny, but I really appreciate
it.
And hope you enjoy the rest of it.
I will. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sue.